meeting of June 19th. We have a busy evening ahead of us, and so I'm going to ask the secretary to begin with a roll call.
Janice Lane Ewart.
Janice requested an excused absence.
Brian Edwards Siebert.
Brian is out of the country.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
Present.
Thank you. Janet Coburn.
Present.
Thank you. Rodrigo Argueta. Lydia Brazon.
Here.
Thank you. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
Adriana Castanet. Hank Lamb. George Ryder.
Here.
Richard Yuzel.
Here.
Carolyn Durden.
Here.
Janet Coleman.
Here.
Shereen Roberts is present. Manjay Sabha will be late. Jim Brown.
Present.
Thank you. Benito Diaz.
Present.
Lizette King?
Yes, I'm here.
Thank you. Tony Norman?
Present.
Thank you. Heather Gray? Requested an excused absence. Margie Wilkinson?
I'm here.
Is there anyone on the call who did not hear their name? Madam Chair, we have quorum.
Thank you. All right. So let me ask that I'll entertain a motion to excuse those who requested excused absences, who were Janice Lane Ewart, Brian Edwards Tiegert, Manajay Saba, and Heather Gray. Someone wants to make a motion to that effect?
Benito.
Go ahead.
To the deck.
Go ahead, Benito. Oh, you don't want to make the motion?
No, I don't want to make a motion. I have a question.
Okay. I need a motion on the floor so we can move forward.
Carolyn, so move, please.
Thank you, Carolyn. And is there a second? Somebody second.
I second it, George.
Thank you.
I second, Janet.
Okay, thank you. All right. So go ahead, Benito. What is your question?
Well, it's the same as the last meeting. Do we know the nature of the excuse?
Okay, so let me say that my position is that people don't have to reveal to us why they're requesting an excused absence. I think, in fact, each of these people did. Janice and Heather both said they were traveling, would be unable to be on the call. Brian is out of the country and contacted me, and Manajay Saba contacted Janet Coleman, I think, and said she had a family emergency and couldn't be on the call, at least not at the beginning. Let me just say that my position is people don't have to tell us why they are asking for an excused absence. They just have to ask for it, and we approve it or we don't approve it. Go ahead, Lisette.
Where in the bylaws, and you're right, it doesn't say that you must say why, but where in the bylaws that it says it has to be excused by the board?
Okay, so the question is, the matter has to do with the fact that if you have unexcused absences, someone can correct me, if you have if you miss three meetings in a row without having requested and been granted an excused absence, then you are up, may be removed from the board.
The question is not answered, Chair. I'm just asking, where in the bylaws you have to have, the board has to excuse
Don't know. I think it may be a matter of Robert's Rules of Order. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question. It may be a matter of Robert's Rules of Order. I don't, and it may be in the bylaws. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
Janet Kay, I have the answer.
Okay, thank you, Janet. Go ahead.
It's in section
Article 5, section 7.
Let Janet answer, please.
Well, All right, okay. One second. Sorry. I had it in there. Okay. It's Article 4, Delegates, Section 9, Removal of Delegates. Any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate, blah, 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 sorry. C, failure of a delegate to attend 3 consecutive local station board meetings which absences have not been excused by a majority vote of the LSB members present at the meeting in question. That's for LSB. I assume there's probably something else. Like it for PNB directors.
Okay.
Excuse me, can somebody knock out the music?
There's music that needs to go away. Somebody needs to mute themselves so we don't have to listen to the violin.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia. Except the person still hasn't gotten rid of the music. Okay, go ahead.
It's Article 5, Section 7, Removal of Directors.
Right.
And it says, failure of a director to attend 3 consecutive board meetings which absences have not been excused by a majority vote of the directors present and voting at the meeting in question.
Thank you. All right. So, Lucette, that's the answer to your question. It's Article 5, Section 7. And I hope we're ready to vote on this matter now. Are there any objections to the excused absences for the 4 named individuals?
So that would include Manajay?
Yes, it includes. It's Janice, Brian, Manajay, and Heather. Those are the 4 named individuals. Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Thank you. All right, and now I need a timekeeper. Do we have a timekeeper? Someone want to volunteer to be a timekeeper?
I'll keep time, Margie.
Thank you, George. Okay, appreciate that. All right, and so we are now on agenda approval, which is, as people know from a previous meeting, a set time of 20 minutes. So first I need a motion to approve the agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
Tony, motion to approve agenda.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Serene.
Thank you, Serene. Okay. So are there any changes to the agenda? Anyone want to offer any changes to the agenda?
Yes, this is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Excuse me. I'm at work, so I can't look it up. But at the last meeting, I noticed a motion to extend the time of the approval of agenda from 20 to 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Which would require first rescinding the 20 minutes. And I noticed that I don't have it before me, however, but that since I properly noticed it, it needs to be on the agenda. And because it has to do with agenda approval, I recommend that it be first on the agenda of motions after. I'm not looking again at the agenda because I'm still at work, but after, I assume, minutes or whatever. As the first motion to be discussed and approved.
After agenda approval is the chair's report, so before the chair's report. Okay.
After the chair's report.
Okay, so let me tell you what we have. Read the agenda. We have a chair's report, we have two management reports, and then the next meeting date, and then unfinished business. So where do you want to put it?
After the management report.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Tony, go ahead.
I understand that the rules are we already voted that we only have 20 minutes now to just debate the agenda. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
And so the motion to rescind that and increase the time to 30 minutes would come on the agenda after the management report. Lydia,
so I assume the timekeeper is keeping it for the 20 minutes that we're going to debate the agenda.
That's right. Let me ask you, Lydia, did you send that already to the board? Have you already sent that?
I sent it at the last meeting. I sent it to the full board as a matter of notice.
Okay.
Like I said, I'll be driving in a couple minutes. I can't look it up, but everybody should have it.
Right. Okay. I'm
I'll try to look it up on my webmail before I leave.
Okay, I'm looking for it.
Okay.
I should be able to reset.
Sorry, Madam Chair, point of personal privilege.
Yes, ma'am.
That music has got to go away. Can you ask whoever it is to stop?
I'm sorry. You know, it might be me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear
you. I'm sorry. It's leaking from mine. I apologize.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. All right. So when does anyone remember the date of our last meeting? It was...
It would have been the 5th. I'm sorry. What is Lydia's motion?
It's a motion to rescind the motion on 20 minutes and increase that to 30 minutes.
I see.
And that was on the... We met on the 5th? Is that what we met on?
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, if someone could find it, I would appreciate that very much. But the issue now is to put it on the agenda after, right, immediately following management reports. Let me ask if there are any objections to doing that.
Serene.
Okay, Serene. So in that case, we will have to...
do two against.
Yeah, to have two speakers for, two against, and take a vote. So, Lydia, you want to be the first speaker for... issue of placing it on
Adriana?
The agenda.
Adriana?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Adriana?
Hi, Adriana. Thank you.
Point of information.
Well, hold on. Let Lydia explain her why she thinks we need to have this on the agenda immediately after management reports, and then I'll take your question. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So I'm only talking about 10 minutes. We have 22 members on the board, all of us on different committees. Even though we have a section on committee, there may be people and issues that come up that are not relevant to the committee, but that someone wants to bring a motion. We have five stations, many of which are in crises, and or some of which are in crises, and that they may have pressing issues. To me, the amending the agenda, which is always a draft agenda anyway, or should be, except we have this continuation thing that I'm not real thrilled with. But anyway, that we should have the ability to take care of priority business. So, and I think that in many ways, we might end up getting some consensus on some of those pressing priority issues. We have elections coming up. We're behind on so many things that I think it's critical to just add 10 minutes. I'm not asking that we leave it open-ended. I understand the how reasonable it is to set a time limit, but I think that 20 minutes is not sufficient. And so that is my motion.
Okay. Really, we're supposed to be discussing the issue of the placement on the agenda. So,
right. Okay. So, the placement of the agenda is because I think it's a priority, given that we are meeting every 2 weeks, that it be extended to 10 minutes.
Okay. Someone who wants to speak against moving this item up to immediately after the management report.
Serene, please.
And I had a point of the...
Oh, I'm sorry. What is your question, Benito? I apologize.
Yeah, just in terms of procedure, I thought that a person gets to motivate their motion, and then with regard to agenda setting, that we would have two people in favor, two people against. So I was assuming that was separate from the motivator.
Okay, I think that's correct. So Lydia motivated her motion. Let's hear Serene's comments. Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, thanks. You know, I appreciate that. I just think that we've spent so much time this year just moving things around. We should put it on the agenda, and I do remember Lydia at least mentioning it. I haven't been able to get onto my email yet, so it's likely that it should have been on this agenda. I know it's not on the agenda, but it probably should have been on the agenda. We'll deal with it when we come to it. I just think we need to just get through the agenda, devise a way of getting through the agenda. So I object to any changes at this point.
Okay. All right. Speaker 4.
This is Lawrence to the stack.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
So
I'll speak for it.
Okay,
Janet,
hold
on.
Oh, go ahead,
okay.
Janet.
Go.
I defer. Go ahead, Janet.
No, I'll defer too. You go.
Okay. I'm in favor of this motion because it's already taking about 10 minutes to even discuss this. So I think it's a reasonable motion and it shouldn't be such a problem. That's 10 minutes to the agenda. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. How are we doing on our time, George?
Well, I'm having a little problem with my watch, but you've got about 10 minutes more on agenda setting.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So there was a – is there another speaker against? Well, hearing none, I'm going to ask
– Do we have another person in favor?
Well, let me ask if it's all right with people if we go to a vote since we don't have another person opposed to moving it. Is it all right with people if we move to a vote now? If someone objects strenuously, I'll let another person speak in favor.
Well, not strenuously, but just objecting. Yes, I'd like to hear whoever
speaks. All right, all right.
Go ahead. Thank you.
So, Janet, you indicated that you wanted to speak in favor.
To
go
speak
ahead.
In favor?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that, you know, giving the extra 10 minutes just gives us really wiggle room to have discussion here. It's a little bit punitive to have 20 minutes. It's just astringent. And setting the agenda, problems come up so often in the course of even the day. And I just support Lydia's idea that stations in crisis have to attend to their their emergencies.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anyone who wants to speak against? All right. So let me ask if there is anyone who objects to moving this item up to immediately after manager report. Are there any objections? Can we do this? Can we all agree?
I still object, but I won't waste the time with a vote.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So noted. Thank you, Serene. I think, therefore, it's so ordered that this item will be moved up to after the management reports. Are there any other changes to the agenda?
This is Kim.
Benito.
Okay, Kim, go ahead.
I would like, and I'm not looking at it right now, but... I would like to move the Bernard's report until he gets on the call.
Okay.
So I'm not sure where that's going to place that, but.
Okay. He indicated that he would be on the call at about 6:30. So, maybe we'll. When we get to, how about this? When we get to his report, if he's not on the call yet, we'll just keep taking things in the order that they appear on the agenda, and let him come on to deal with his report when he's available. He was actually traveling from Berkeley to LA this afternoon. Is that okay with people? Can we just be sort of a little bit loose about it? Does that satisfy your concern, Kim?
No objection.
Okay, great. With no
Janet K. Juliana.
Wait a minute. Okay. This is about this issue, or are we, or is this a new issue?
A new issue.
Okay. Adriana, is your concern about this particular issue or a new issue?
It's a new issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, Janet, go ahead.
Okay. So
oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Benito was next. Benito spoke immediately after Kim, and then I'll have Janet and Adriana. Go ahead, Benito.
Okay. Well, I have a motion on the agenda which I would like to move up immediately. I guess immediately after Lydia's motion, after management reports, and then Lydia's motion. And it's concerning inclusion of listener members, programmers, and paid staff on management search committees. And I'm requesting that it be moved up to the top of the agenda, well, like I say, after management reports and Lydia, because it's a time, it's because it's timely. The PFW, well, we call it management, mass committee, management assessment and search committee, is in the process of searching for a GM and a PD at the same time. And I know that the KPFK is doing the same thing. And I know that KPFK sponsored a similar motion in the past. Well, anyway, the point is that both two stations are in the process of management search right now. Okay. And so I think it would be, it would be timely to be able to if we're going to include other than LSB members, then we need to do it now.
Okay. For those who are looking at an agenda, this is item 6A. It's the first item under new business.
Can hardly hear you, Margie.
I'm sorry. Is that better?
No.
No? Oh, darn. There's something wrong with my phone. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. This is item 6A. It's the first item under new business, and Benito has proposed moving it up immediately after the discussion of adding time to setting the agenda. Is there a second for Benito's motion?
This is Lydia. I second.
Okay, very good. So now I think Benito motivated his motion, and let's hear a speaker for and a speaker against. Is there a speaker for?
This is Lydia. Is there any objection?
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Point of information?
Someone needs to mute again. We can hear a conversation. You need to mute yourself.
Point of order?
Yes.
Or something?
Green.
I don't know that there's any objection. Did you ask for any objection?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you ask the speaker?
Is there any objection to move?
Yes.
I apologize.
Yes, this is Kim.
Yes, and Carolyn on the stage.
Okay,
staff,
all right, very good. Okay, so speaker four. Go ahead, Lydia.
This is, so again, the issue is time sensitive because we are in the middle of searches, and I would recommend that this be added to the agenda. I think there's also at very soon, I guess, on the agenda, we're going to see when our next meetings are. The issue is when it's a continuation meeting that we can't change it. So that's another thing that compels us to keep moving things up. Otherwise, they won't get on the meeting agenda for the following week. But nevertheless, I do support it. And I think it's a time-sensitive issue, so it doesn't slow down the search processes at the station. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. A speaker against.
Carolyn on the staff.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Against. Yeah, I understand we've been through this at WBAI, and what we were told was that, and I'm not sure of the venue, so I'm suggesting that we table this until we get something from HR. Do we have a relationship with Holman that we can ask some questions of this sort?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the idea of listeners and non-board members on a management search committee, I was told, is out of order, that we should not be doing that. So I'd like to table this until we get an opinion from HR on whether or not it's appropriate legally. It was a legal question that I remember our HR representative, when we had one, told us we could not have non-board members on a management search committee. So
my clarification.
I would move to table this until we actually get an opinion.
Okay, so a motion to table has been made. This is not...
But I have a point of clarification.
Hold on a second. A motion to table is not debatable. Yes.
It does need a second.
But it does need a second.
I'm trying to second it. This is Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
We're not discussing a motion, so it can't be tabled.
What
we're discussing an agenda.
Oh.
We're not discussing the motion yet. Yeah, if it doesn't get on the agenda, you can't table something that's not on the agenda.
Got it.
I'm tabling the motion to put it on the agenda.
No, it's
on already
the
on the agenda.
It's already on the agenda, and I have to ask George, but I think that it's...
Serena, this is Hank on the call.
Hi, Hank.
Yeah.
Go ahead, George.
The motion is to move it forward on the agenda. As far as I can tell, you can table that. The effect of that would be we'll go to immediate vote on it. If it's tabled, it's not moved forward. If it isn't tabled, we're back where we were, which is discussing whether to move it forward.
Got it. Okay. So.
And this is Hank. Literally, you do not have to approve the agenda.
Stop. Thank you.
Please recognize people.
Please ask to be recognized. So a motion, as I said earlier, a motion to table is not debatable. The motion is to table the discussion of moving this item up on the agenda. If you vote yes, that we won't deal with this issue until sometime in the future. If you vote no, then we'll go back to talking about whether or not to move this item up on the agenda. Does everybody understand the effect of the vote? Yes to table puts it away until we decide to take it off the table. No to table means we will continue discussing whether or not to move it up on the agenda. And I assume we may be close to 20 minutes now.
Minutes.
Huh?
1 minute and 40 seconds.
Okay. All right. So, Serene, will you please? I assume we have to take the roll because I heard objection. Is that right? Okay. Go ahead, Serene.
Janice, Jose Luis Fuentes.
No.
Anna Coburn.
Yes.
Rodrigo Agueta. Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Lydia Brazón.
No.
Kim Kaufman. Kim Kaufman, Tom
Lawrence. Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
No.
Adriana Castaneda. Tantan
no.
Hi.
No.
Okay, thank you. Hank Lamb.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
Richard Uzel.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden.
Yes.
Janet Coleman.
Yes.
Green votes no. Manager is not. Manager, are you here yet? Okay. Jim Brown?
Yes. I'm sorry, no.
Thank you, Benito. Gotcha, no. Benito? Yes.
No.
Thank you. Luther King?
Yes.
Tony Norman?
Abstain.
One moment, Madam Chair. Rodrigo, are you here? One moment, please. Someone needs to mute. Town 1 will mute you. Madam Chair, the count is 673. Do you wish to vote?
No, I don't need to vote. The motion table was defeated, so...
Could you repeat what the vote, who voted or how many voted?
The yeses are Janet Coburn, Kim Kaufman, Richard Uzel, Carolyn Burden, Janet Coleman, Lizette King. The noes are Jose Luis Fuentes, Lydia Brazón, Lawrence Reyes, Adriana Castaneda, Serene Roberts, Jim Brown, Benito Diaz. Abstentions, Hank Lamb, George Reiter, Tony Norman.
Thank you. All right. So at this point, we're at the end of the time for this agenda item, and so we will vote on the motion to move the item up. And so I'll ask the secretary to take the vote.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
As a point of order, we're out of time. Well, you can ask a timekeeper.
I'm sorry.
But you can verify this through a timekeeper, but I believe we're out of time and must now vote all motions.
this is Kim.
Yes, you're right. We must vote all motions. That's right. You're correct.
This is Kim.
So that the let me hold on 1 second, Kim. So that means that we will vote on Benito's motion to move the item up on the agenda, and we will vote on approving the agenda as a whole. Yes, Kim, do you have a question?
So even though I was on the stack to speak against it, there's...
We ran out of time, Kim. That's what happens. That's
what happens. Okay, then. Okay.
Madam Chair, is a point of order?
Yes.
There was a motion to table, which I thought I heard someone say was not debatable.
That's right. We're done.
Okay,
we're done. Okay.
Right. Okay, thank you.
It was not tabled, and so now, and we're out of time, so we're voting on the two motions. First, Benito's motion to move his item up on the agenda, and second, a motion to approve the agenda. Go ahead,
okay,
Madam Secretary. Thank you.
Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yes.
Janet Coburn?
No.
Rodrigo Argueta? Lydia Breton?
Yes.
Kim Kaufman?
No.
Lawrence Reyes? Lawrence, your vote? We'll come back to you. Adriana Castaneda?
No. Lawrence, no.
Adriana Castaneda?
Yes.
Thank you. Hank Lamb?
Abstain.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
Pass.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Janet Coleman?
No.
Greenberg, yes. Manager, are you with us yet? Manager Sabah? Jim Brown?
Yes.
Steve Benito Diaz?
Yes.
Lizette King?
No.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Richard Uzel?
No.
One moment, please. Madam Chair, the vote is 8-7-1. Do you wish to vote?
No, thank you. No, that's fine. Thank you.
Motion passes.
Okay, so now, Benito's item will come up immediately after we deal with the issue of adding time to the agenda approval. The next item we are voting on is to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved. This is Jim Brown.
Thank you.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes?
Yeah.
Janet Coburn?
Pass.
Rodrigo Argueta? Lydia Breton?
Yes.
And Kim Kaufman?
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes?
Did you call Lawrence Reyes?
Yes. On the agenda as amended.
Yes.
Is Adriana Castaneda?
Yes. Yes.
Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Do you, George Ryder?
Yes.
Do you, Richard Uzel?
Abstain.
And Carolyn Burden?
Abstain.
Janet Coleman?
Yes.
Green votes yes. Jim Brown?
Yes.
Benito Diaz?
Who?
You.
Benito.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Is that King?
Abstain.
Tony Norman?
Yes.
Janet Coburn, you pass.
Abstain.
One moment, please. Madam Chair, the count is 11-05. Do you wish to vote?
No, thank you. Thank you.
the agenda is approved as amended.
Thank you very much. Okay, so now we're ready. You know, so I sent you my chair's report in writing. I sent you two of them. I sent you an open report and a closed report. We'll discuss the closed report in closed session. But let me just ask if anybody has any questions about my report. I don't want to read it. That doesn't seem like a good idea.
Carolyn on the start, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, I think it really is important on an open session that you do read it, no matter how long. And if it takes too long, then maybe we need to extend the 15 minutes. But too many people listening don't have it in front of them, so I would appreciate it if you would read it.
No problem. All right. So now the trouble is I have to locate it. I'm working on right now. I didn't have enough things open on my computer. Forgive me, everyone, for not being quite up to speed here. Okay, here we go. So this is the chair's report for, I sent it on June 17th. The first item is legal. Pacifica Directors for Good Governance has filed a motion to disqualify Siegel and Yee from defending Pacifica and the board majority who are being sued by PPGD. Alameda County Superior Court Judge, somebody told me how to say her name, Ioana Petru.
Petru.
Right. Issued a tentative ruling denying the motion. Any appeal to her ruling will be heard on June 12th. However, the attorney for PDGG requested that the hearing be rescheduled. It is now due to be heard on June 20th. Counsel has notified me that Janet Coburn and Kim Kaufman have withdrawn from PDGG in the lawsuit and that attorney Amy Summer Anderson will no longer represent PDGG. On July 9th, there will be a hearing in Alameda County Superior Court to consider a demur filed by Siegel and Yee to require the refiling of the original PDGG suit against Pacifica and a demur filed by Summer Rees on Pacifica's countersuit. Siegel and Yee have filed a response to the suit filed by FSRN. Those are the two legal questions that are out there. There have been some changes in the last couple of days to all of the motions that are pending, and I think the operative thing is that the next steps will be heard on July 9th. I met with the LSB chairs and discussed issues of mutual interest, finances, and the 2014 elections seem to be of concern at all stations. PMB committees. The committees are up and running. You can check the meeting times of committees by going to the Pacifica calendar at the kpftx.org webpage. If you click on the date, the number in the upper right-hand corner, and then on committee members, you will be able to see the names of the group members. I have forwarded to the board Bernard Duncan's resignation as IED. Bernard has played an important role in the recent transition at the PNO, and I, for one, wish to thank him for his service. We will need to discuss this issue at our meeting on the 19th, and that discussion will take place in executive session. Okay, so that's my report, and I'm happy to answer any questions. No questions? I realize that there's probably other information that I should have included, maybe it's all in the closed session, and I'll talk about it then.
This is Kim.
But I'm happy to answer. Yes, Kim.
How is it that Siegel and Yee is handling the FSRN case? I don't recall knowing about that or voting on that.
Because we asked them to handle other issues.
Well, who's we, and how did that happen?
Okay. I've been remiss. I will send out to the board the retainer agreement with Siegel and Yee. I hope that we will be moving very quickly to deal with the issue of hiring counsel, because we need to have counsel, as you can tell. and I will forward this Siegel and Yee retainer agreement.
Carolyn on the stack.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Lawrence for the stack.
Okay. Hold on. Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, I think a vote by a majority in a secret meeting to handle other issues doesn't work. The entire board has always and must vote to handle, to turn over to council for handling any issue that we ask council to do, whether you voted, you know, quietly or publicly, whatever. It is an issue that the board has always and is required to vote on these issues. So it's not enough to say that you asked because it's covered under a phrase, handle other issues. That won't work. The entire board must vote on this. So I'm going to move to put that, because it's legal information, onto the agenda for the closed session.
Thank you.
The FSR, which we have not seen. Which we
Hank
have not
to the stack.
Seen.
Hold on. Okay. Lawrence and then Hank. Anyone else?
Yeah, in regards to the committee meeting being convened, I don't believe that the coordinating committee has been convened. So I don't know if that's going to happen in the future when this will happen.
I had asked Tony Norman to convene the coordinating committee, and he and I spoke about that today, and he is working on it. Okay? Go ahead, Hank.
Well, I just want to say that each member of PDG, the Pacificans for Good Governance, had no say in it because they excluded themselves by suing the foundation, and you can't be part of choosing the defense when you're the person suing. And that was
a personal
decision
privilege
they all made.
Hold on, Carolyn. Let him finish, please. Go ahead, Hank.
Well, that's all it is right there. It's just a common legal thing, and they know it already.
Okay, thank you.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Okay, Carolyn, go ahead.
Yeah, this was not the issue. I believe the member missed the point entirely. This was not about whether or not we were excluded legally, which I believe we were not. It is about the motion that was taken, which is an illegal motion to give blanket approval for case by case. The PNB has always voted on each case. The entire PNB, whether this section or the other, needs to vote on whether to turn over a case to council. That's the point.
That's not true.
President Member missed the point completely. Thank you.
Let's discuss this in the future.
Yes,
thank you very much. Okay. Anyone else on the chair's report? Somebody's playing with their buttons. Okay. So thank you all very much. I think the next item on the agenda is the IED report. Is Bernard, are you on the call yet?
Wait, this is Kim. This is Kim. I had one more question.
Oh, go ahead, Kim.
So when Bernie leaves on 6/7/5, then what happens?
Well, we're going to talk about that, aren't we?
Now would be a good time.
My proposal. Well, let's see.
Yes.
This is out of order. I have a proposal which I'll bring up under next meeting date, which is immediately following the management reports. Well, no, it's not true. It's a couple of things following the management reports, but something that I hope we will manage to get to before we move on to the next session. So can we do it then? Can we hold it?
Point of information,
yes.
I thought we already set the agenda.
Yes, we already set the agenda, and under next meeting date, I have a suggestion for dealing with the issue of the interim executive director.
Well, I think I'm asking them to go down. I mean, I just asked the question, so...
Kim, I'm going to move on, and I'm going to ask that we make sure that we reserve time in the open session to discuss the issue of next meeting date, and I will make a proposal then. Raul,
No. I'm asking a question now, Margie. We're on, you know, and Bernard's, you know, resignation.
Okay. So my proposal is that we discuss the issue of the IED at a special meeting scheduled for Monday, June 30th. There is nothing else on the DMB calendar, and so I'm calling a special meeting on June 30th.
Point of order?
In closed session. Hold on a second. I'm sorry. I really want to get through this. Are we out of time?
No, you've got 5 minutes, five and a half minutes.
Okay.
Point of order.
A point of order.
What is your point of order, Jose Luis?
That under the Corporations Code, the chair of the PMB becomes the IED absent any action by the PMB.
That's fine. I am trying to answer Kim's question, which is that I am proposing a meeting, an executive session meeting on Monday, June 30th, to discuss the issue of the IED. And I will do that when we get to next meeting date. Can we move on now?
Manager on the call, I'm sorry that I was late.
Hi, Manager. Thank you. No problem. So I didn't hear Bernard respond. I'm going to ask Raul if he has any comments that he wants to make during the open session. Raul, are you there?
Yes, I am. I have a brief report. Well, as of Tuesday, June 17th, the CFO, myself, has reported physically to the national offices in Berkeley. And with that, we are faced with various priorities that require special or immediate attention. And I'm just going to go down the list here. The very first item that we prioritize is the audit process. The Finance and Accounting Department is faced with the completion of the audit schedules that was, I think, committed to be turned over to the auditors, Armenino, by June 30th, 2014. That's about 10 days away. And despite the opportunity, and just briefly, the previous, there was a switch. The interim controller, Maria, has left the company, and we have hired a new interim controller, Efren Yarinas, who had worked with the foundation previously and had knowledge of our system as well as his technical knowledge. Despite that opportunity, the new interim controller to work with the outgoing interim controller for a few days last week, no audit schedules were formally turned over to the new interim controller. Apparently, the schedules were being compiled by the respective business managers of the stations. So that's kind of a bad news for us. No organized compilation of schedules were maintained at the national office. So the previous interim controller indicated to the new controller to review the emails that may contain information regarding the audit status or the schedules. We will be working with the business managers and will evaluate the completeness of or the status of the schedules. The auditors have indicated from the very beginning that they will not take piecemeal submission of these schedules. Hence, we really need to go to the checklist provided by the auditors to identify the missing schedules and work on it. At this point, I would say that only about we have gathered about 30% of the schedules of the total 100%. Right now, and we're still working on it. So we will keep you updated on that. The second item that's on our priority list is the preparation of the interim financial statements. It is understandable that many parties were clamoring for the current year, fiscal year 2014 financial statements, as well as the 2013 interim, the final unaudited financial statements for the year end 2013. During the last few months, as we all know, while the CFO was in absentia, it was assumed that the finance department of the national office were working largely on that audit, and no one was actually working on the current year financial statements. However, based on the initial review of the financial records, it seems like the business managers were completing the recording of the financial stations at the station level. These are good signs that the current year financial statements may be processed timely with a review of these postings for completeness and accuracy. the National Finance Committee passed a motion to urge the ED and the CFO to provide financial statements through June 30, 2014 by July 10th. While this might be a tight deadline, given that there are only 7 working days after the close of that accounting period, we will exert every effort to comply with that deadline. We will provide the NFC a status update on the next NFC meeting on Tuesday on the status of the current year financial statements. The timely preparation of this will require cooperation from business managers as well as the general managers of the radio stations. In addition to the local station boards, the BNB, NFC, and other parties like prospective vendors, lenders, and landlords are also looking for these financial statements. It is also important that we complete the preparation of the fiscal year 2013 financial statements, even the unaudited ones, so that we can file taxes timely on August 15, 2014. The third item on the list are the 2015 budgets. The local stations have begun the budget process and currently working with their local station boards. The CFO asked earlier the general managers to send the initial drafts of the budget to the national office so that both the CFO and ED may review and provide input and recommendation. We are also working on the status of our accounts payable. We will be reviewing the outstanding accounts payable totals for each of the unit of Pacifica. Once we verify that all outstanding invoices are inputted to the system, we will provide the information to the local station board, the management, and, of course, the BNB. It might be available on our next meeting. The tax returns, we'll be reviewing our Pacifica's compliance with tax filings, including payroll taxes, 1099, and all the filing requirements for each of the states, and, of course, the Form 990. The bank accounts, as part of the audit process, we are reviewing the transactions and authorization at each bank for each Pacifica unit. The CFO, I'm reiterating that there's no consolidation of bank accounts that's being done at the moment. There's no plan on doing that. We have segregated bank accounts for each of the radio stations, and each radio station may have 1 or 2 or 3 accounts, but none of those are even consolidated with the national office. Each of the radio stations have their own bank accounts and their own signatory, while the Pacifica National Board have given authorization for the ED and the CFO to have primary signing authorities on those accounts. The initial approvals and check signing are being done at the station level. We are also reconciling the intercompany balances. There were a lot of requests for reconciliation of fund transfers and central services between stations. As part of the audit process, the reconciliation will also be prepared and shared with the local station management and LSPs. And lastly, we're just doing a lot of housekeeping here at the national office. It's my third day here, and you know, we're still trying to find things around here, and hopefully, and we're making progress in the last 3 days. So hopefully we'll back to normalcy in the next couple of weeks. And we'll be able to provide more information. And that is my report for today.
Thank you very much, Raul. Would it be possible for you to, it sounds like that was a written report. Would it be possible for you to forward it to us?
Sure. Let me just redo this a little bit.
That's fine.
Have itemized them, but I can send it out.
Thank you.
Jose Luis Fuentes, KPFA for the stack.
Yeah, okay. So now...
Carolyn George, Burden for the staff.
Hold on a second. George, just tell me how many minutes we have left.
6 minutes and 17 seconds.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me ask if someone wants to extend time for the question period. Does anyone want to make a motion?
I move to extend 10 minutes.
All right. Are there any objections to extending 10 minutes? All right. Thank you. So I heard Jose Luis... I should have written them down.
Carolyn and then Kim.
Carolyn, Kim, and Benito, right?
No, no, no. I was just going
Jose to... Luis was first.
I know Jose Luis was first. Benito.
No, no, Carolyn and Kim. I was just seconding the motion. Actually, originally was going to make the motion.
Okay, thank you. All right, thank you very much. All right, Jose Luis, go ahead.
Okay. First question to Raul is the 30% of schedules that you have gathered, from what stations, if any, comprise that 30%?
That 30% is my estimate on the total. We are it, from every station. We do not have an organized filing of these schedules. It's not in the office, so we're retrieving them from emails. We're retrieving them from, you know, the business managers. I believe they're mostly from our national office. The reconciliation that were being done at the national office level, those are your accounts payable. The business managers apparently have the rest of it, the 70%. So there's no specific, the intercompany, for example, and the fixed assets and accounts payable, they're all being done here at the national level for all the radio stations. The individual radio stations' schedules are assumed to be in their respective business managers, and that's what we're trying to retrieve from the business managers.
And the last question is, When do you estimate that the audit schedules will be ready for the auditors?
Well, the deadline that they had given us was June 30. At least that's what the previous IED and the interim controller have requested the auditors. And it is kind of disappointing because we were assuming that the schedules were in-house here at the national office, and it was not. So we don't know if we're going to make it to the June 30th. So I needed to really look in the next couple of days, work with the business managers, and see what schedules they have in their hands.
Okay. Next on the list is Carolyn.
Yeah, thank you. I have several questions. One is that the question of consolidating bank accounts, that was done in order to achieve a great deal of savings because the separate accounts are costing us a lot of money and inefficiency. And I'm wondering how much resegregating the accounts at each station is going to cost the foundation. I think that it's a terrible waste, and I'd like to see some numbers on that. My second, I do have several questions. Let me just ask them all, and then you can answer whenever you get to them. Second one was, what is the status of our CPB funding? The third is, what is the problem that kept KPFA from closing the books from 2013, in your estimation? How do you explain that? And my last question is, you were hired at a certain point, and the idea was that you could work efficiently outside of the office until you got back into the office. How many weeks or months were you actually on payroll and working outside the office until you returned to the office? Just those four questions. Thank you.
You know, I think I think that question, Carolyn, belongs in closed session. I'm sorry. The question about...
The last question.
Yeah, the last
question. The dates? I was asking the dates. What is private about the dates when he was hired? Yeah.
Okay.
I will address that issue in some fashion, but I'm going to try and avoid addressing the some closed session issues. But in answer to your multiple question, the number one is the segregation of the bank account. There is a difference, I think, what you're thinking and what I'm saying. When I say segregation, is that they're separate accounts. They're not being combined into one big account. you're thinking that if we work with one bank, we're going to save some money, and we're doing that with Bank of America. But nevertheless, the accounts are separated. They don't go get consolidated with the rest of into one bank account. So even though we work with the same bank, there are separated bank accounts, so there's difference. We're going to continue to utilize the synergies, the working with one bank, and hopefully get some savings doing that. But we're not combining the account. Okay.
Sorry, who was
secondly,
that? Hold on a second. Someone just came on. Hello? All right. I'm sorry, Raul. Go ahead.
Secondly, on the CPB funding, I've been working, been talking to both the ED, the IED, and the chair on who is really going to work on this CPB funding, working with the CPB. I think both the ED and the chair would be working with our CPB rep, our representatives, to determine that. But I am, you know, willing to work with them and find out more about what where the CPB fundings are and what more we need to get done. I think Margie might have some other information on that. Nevertheless, I'm not involved in that yet, and hopefully I'll be happy to help out in every way I can.
That is not part of your responsibility then? I'm a little confused on that.
No, my responsibility with respect to the CPB, ever since the former IED was here, was on reporting the financial aspects of the foundation. I never really dealt with the CPB representatives under participating in the conference call, as well as providing reports, financial reports to the CPB. And I have done discrete accounting procedures so that we'll be in compliance. All the aspects that relate to the accounting and finance operations that are required by the CPB, I have done even before I left on leave. So that's been done. The rest of the CPB requirements, I think, rest upon the compliance in the technical and the reporting and the administrative. Now that the new accounting cycle has come in, now it's become a requirement, an additional requirement for the 2013 and the 2013 audited financial statements to become part of that requirement before we can see the any funding. And that is not because we did not submit it. It's because we rolled over into a new accounting cycle for a year. And then lastly on the question, while I was reinstated on in February, I never really had any access to the financial records. It's been really frustrating and disappointing that we were not able to gain access. And even after the IED has been has left the company officially in March, mid-March, we've not been able, and I think you, the PNB, are very knowledgeable on what's going on at the national office, where there was some former management that was were terminated, barricaded themselves into the office and prevented and suppressed having the ED and the CFO and the chairman to perform their duties, and that's where we are right now.
Okay, I'm going to go on to the next person on the list, who is Kim, and I want
to
ask.
To the
before,
bottom of the stack, please.
Let me ask how many people want to be on the stack. Hank, anyone else? Okay, and George, how much? I'm sorry.
6.5 minutes.
6.5 minutes, and yep. And you know. I don't know if you can do this, George, but we also should be keeping track of the speaker's time. The
interview. I can do that, and I can.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Can
I think I heard
hold on a second.